Babe, what are you doing? Are you okay? It's so early. How come you're up? I thought you were going to try and sleep in today. Yeah, but it's your day off, babe. I would prefer that you get to enjoy a bit of a sleep in on a day off. And you're sitting here in the dark. What's going on? Excuse me. Talk to me, babe. What's going on? Okay, well, if you don't want to come back to bed and you don't really feel like talking, give me a second. I'll go to Rana Housecoat and I'll make us some coffee, and I'm going to just come be a pain in your butt. Here you go, babe. Double, double, just like you like. I mean, so here's the thing. I know you pretty well. And I know that you don't like to open up about things that you're struggling with or you're having issues with or things you're concerned about. I know that you feel like if you voice it out loud, it's only going to make things worse. And if they don't get worse, then you'll feel like you've made yourself look weak for no reason whatsoever. And, you know, sweetheart, we're a team. And part of being a team member is passing the torch or giving a helping hand when, you know, you slip and fall or whatever. I'm not big on sports, but you get what I'm saying, right? So talk to me, babe. If I come out here and see you sitting like this and know that you're upset anyway, like, what could I possibly be thinking so negatively about you if I'm sitting here and telling you I understand why you are the way you are, and there's no pity, there's no feeling sorry for. If anything, I'm concerned. And, you know, I may be little, but I've got some pretty good shoulders, babe, and as much as I like to talk, I like to think that I'm a pretty good listener. And whether you want advice or you just want to vent and get things off your chest, I can do either. Or I can simply just wrap my arms around you like this. And I can give you a kiss on the cheek. And I can lightly rub my fingers through your hair and tell you that no matter what, I'm here for you. I love you. And we're going to be okay. But please, baby, for your sake, don't bottle things up. Bottling things up has a way of internalizing a lot of excess pressure. And you know how scared I am of pressure cookers, despite the fact that you insist that they've changed and they're much safer now. The point remains, though, that with enough pressure, things can get unstable and eventually you can blow. So I want to prevent that if I can. Because you're worth it. And no matter what it is, you know that we're going to meet it together. And you know that I can be a chihuahua about things. So it's okay. I'm a big girl, honey. I can take a certain amount. But I love you. And so I'm concerned about you. And I'm just letting you know that I'm here for you. And if you're losing sleep over it, I wish you'd let me know so that I can help put your mind at ease. Okay, baby? No. You go right ahead and continue doing whatever you're doing. I didn't mean to interrupt your game. I just thought, you know, telltale sign that something's going on. But, I love you, and nothing's going to change that. We can work through it. Okay? All right, baby. Love you.